Hello, and welcome to 2008. This is Lynn Pierre, and welcome once again to the Elegant Lifestyle. Now, of course, it's 2008, so everyone's in the mood to make 2008 better than 2007. But what if you're the same person with the same habits and same behaviors as you had in 2007? What would make you think that 2008 would be anything but just a repeat of 2007? So I'm here today to give you a couple of tools that you can use in order to make 2008 a lot better, purposefully a lot better than 2007. So let's talk about habits. Now with habits, some of us have habits of we're always late, we always forget to do this, forget to do that, we always say this, we always say that. So I'm going to give you a couple of tools. Now these are not tools I just made up. These are tools that come from my studies of psycho-cybernetics, studies of the 80-20 principles, studies of lifestyle design, different things like that. So, for example, let's take the late example. You always say you're always late. Now, what I want you to do is design and develop an inspirational comment or statement that you can make when you're feeling that way or when you're in that situation. So, for example, you're late to a dentist appointment, and you say out loud to yourself, you say, hey, wow, I'm late. I'm 15 minutes late to this dentist appointment. This is like my usually I'm here 30 to 15 minutes early from a dentist appointment. So you're saying something that's immediately contradicting the behavior that you just did, and you're encouraging yourself, and you're doing this time and time and time again. And the more you hear a thing, the more you're going to begin to believe it, okay? So that is one tip. Another tip that I want you to use is the tip of planning. I want you to plan for these things. You know that you always overeat at dinner time. So what you're going to do is before dinner time, you're going to take a sheet of paper and you're going to write down a plan. You're going to write down a plan of what you're going to do to make sure that you don't overeat during dinner time. So, for example, you're going to say, hey, I'm going to eat off a smaller plate than I normally eat off of. And whereas I would normally stop eating and go back and fill the plate up again, this time I'm going to purposely go and brush my teeth. You write that down so that when that time comes and that temptation comes, and that's the time when you normally just slide right into what you habitually do, you're going to look at what you wrote down. You're going to remember in your mind that, hey, I said after I do this, then I'm going to go and brush my teeth. You want to take it a step further, then tell someone. Tell the people that you normally eat with, hey, after such and such happens, after I have my first plate of dinner, I've decided within myself that I'm going to go and brush my teeth. So these are a couple of tools that you can use to change your habits, to break these habits, to rid yourself of these habits that are preventing you from having an awesome, awesome year. Once again, my name is Lynn Jones, Lynn Pierre Jones, and I thank you for joining me for this first episode of 2008 of The Elegant Lifestyle. My desire for you is that you will live life to the fullest, that your career, that your friends, that your family will represent your ideal lifestyle. You will be able to spend the time that you want doing the things that you want to the best of your ability, exemplifying God's goodness and the talents that He has gifted you with. If you would like to go through one of my coaching sessions or just sign up as a monthly refresher, please give me a please contact me at lynnpierrecoach@aol.com. Once again, that's lynnpierrecoach@aol.com. I would love to talk to you, love to spend time with you. We can have coaching sessions on the phone, even if you're across the country. We can do whatever it takes in order to get you to living the lifestyle that you would love to live. Once again, this is Lynn Pierre signing off. I will see you next time. And remember, you are in complete control of your life and the results that you receive from it. Goodbye.